Just gonna get on my lovely wellies here. To be fair, I thought there wouldn't be many feathers left in them at this point. As long as I don't fall over, that wouldn't be a good start to the talk, sure it wouldn't. There we go. Now, I know Stephen had a nice hat on this morning, but I actually have one better than him. Mine has a beard and everything. They look pretty good, don't I? Can almost rival some beards in here. And so everyone knows today is what? Yeah, St. Patrick's Day. And I love St. Patrick's Day. I was down in Dublin yesterday and there were lots and lots of people wearing lots and lots of hats just like these ones. And I love hearing about St. Patrick. St. Patrick was the man who came and brought Christianity to Ireland. He went and told so many people about God and about Jesus because he loved God and loved Jesus so much. So I have a wee quote from St. Patrick here. This was part, just a small part of one of his prayers. They'll come up on the screens, hopefully. There we go. He says this, St. Patrick used to say this, Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right, Christ on my left, Christ when I lie down, Christ when I sit down, Christ when I arise, Christ in the heart of every man who thinks of me, Christ in the mouth of everyone who speaks of me, Christ in every eye that sees me, and Christ in every ear that hears me. And I love that quote from St. Patrick. See, when he was talking to people, he wanted them to see God in him. He wanted them to hear God. Everything he did, everything that he talked about, was all about telling people about Jesus so that they could know him and so that others would know Jesus too. And you know what? That's not just something that St. Patrick was called to do, but that's something that we are called to do as Christians. We're to tell others about Christ. And it's funny, I didn't even know what the Bible reading was this morning, which is a bit, I think you probably should know that if you're talking. But the reading that I actually have is the very same one. See, it says in God's words that we are to go and make disciples. That's what Jesus said to those who are following them. He said, go and make disciples. And you know, we start by going and making disciples, by going and telling other people about Jesus. And you know, I love Christmas as well. It's not quite Christmas, but I love getting these here. Does anyone recognize this? A lovely gift. I love getting gifts. And you know when you get some good news or you get a gift, you can't help but tell everyone about it. Like, you just can't wait. I remember when I was in P7, I got a puppy. I got a lovely puppy and I was so excited. This puppy came to school with me. Well, not actually into school because it wasn't allowed. But I would walk my puppy to school for about 2 months after we got her every day just to show her off. Just so that everyone could see that I had this really amazing puppy and she was really, really cute. And so there's something about when we have a great gift or really great news, we want to share it with others. And you know what? The best gift that we have been given is a relationship with God because of what Jesus did on the cross, because he died and rose again. We can have our sins forgiven and we can have a relationship with God, and that's the best gift that we could possibly have. And so that's why we go and tell others, because we want them to have that gift, don't we? We don't want to just keep it to ourselves and just not tell anyone. It's about sharing it. Jesus wants us to go and share this with loads of other people, just like that wee clip said. And you know, I want to share with you a couple of stories of when I have shared and talked about Jesus with other people. So I was in Lurgan Park one day, going for a nice wee walk, as you do. It's a lovely spot. And there was this girl walking up with a couple of friends, and I recognised her because I had been mentoring her for about 3 years at this point, so I knew her quite well. And I was like, hello. And she'd been going through a really tough time. So I said, look, can I pray for you with everything that's going on, that you have going on? And so we prayed together. And after that, I really felt God say to me, I want you to tell her about me. And it wasn't the first time I talked to her about Jesus. But I said to her, I goes, you know, do you know that God really, really loves you? She kind of looked at me and she was quite surprised. She goes, well, not really. And I goes, God loves you so much. I goes, and you know, he loves you so much that he sent his son Jesus. I goes, to die on a cross and to rise again. I goes, because we all have this brokenness in our lives. I goes, we all have this thing. It's called sin. I goes, and it's when we disobey him, and we all do. And I goes, and it's a bit like this. I goes, imagine if you had a check. I goes, imagine if you owed the bank £10,000. I don't think I'd like to be owning the bank. I don't even have £10,000. And I goes, and someone wrote you a check for £10,000 and you brought it into the bank. What would happen to all your debt? And she goes, well, it would be cleared. And I goes, exactly. That's what Jesus did on the cross. He wrote the check in his blood and he paid the price for our sins so that we, through Jesus, could ask for forgiveness for our sins and so that we could have a relationship with God. And not only that, he rose again so we could have a living relationship with him that isn't just now but forever. And so I started telling her all this. And I goes, but you know what? If Jesus was standing here right now in front of you, would you accept this gift that he wants to give you? And much to my amazement, she kind of said this, and you don't really know. You kind of expect people to say, oh, what are you talking about, Rebecca, go away. And she goes, I would like that. And I actually nearly started crying because I was so happy. I goes, would you? And I said, well, okay, well, they'll pray after me. It's quite simple. And I used the same ABC. I goes, we have to admit what we've done wrong and ask for forgiveness. And I goes, and then believe and trust that God has forgiven us and trust in Jesus. And then after that, we get to live for him. We choose to live for him. We choose to follow him, to turn away from our sins and to follow after him. And I prayed a prayer and she repeated after me and she became a Christian. And it was such an amazing moment. Because here I got to share the news of Jesus with someone and they accepted it. And you know, there was another time I was in Dublin. And I had been, when I lived in Dublin, I used to live in Dublin about 4 years ago. And I used to help out in a homeless shelter. And I loved it. Loved working there and talking to people. And there was one night after I had moved back home, but I was down for Dublin for a random night just to see some friends. And I was waiting in the bus station to get my bus home. And I noticed that there was this woman, a homeless lady, outside the bus station. So I went out to her. And lo and behold, it was a lady I knew. Her name is Rachel. She looked at me, she's like, Rebecca, she's like, Rachel. It was like something from an airport scene where you go and hug each other. And it was amazing. And I couldn't believe it was her. And she was in a really bad way. And so I prayed with her. And again, I started sharing about Jesus. I started telling her about there's a passage in the Bible. And Jesus says, come to me, all who are weary, and I will give you rest. Start telling her about Jesus wanted to give her rest, that he wanted to take all of her sins, that no one was too broken for him, that no one had done too many things wrong in their lives, that he couldn't forgive them, and started telling her about Jesus. And you know what? That's what we're called to do. It doesn't matter whether it's in a park, whether it's waiting for a bus, whether it's in school. Do you know, it doesn't matter if you're in primary school, if you're in secondary school, or if you're in work, if you're older than that, God wants to use you to tell other people about him. I remember when I was in secondary school, I was in first year, and I went to youth fellowship, and me and my friend, we had a friend who didn't, she wasn't Christian, and she didn't know Jesus, and we were really praying that she would come to know and to love God. And so every week we would tell her about the stuff that we'd learnt about in YF. So we had a youth fellowship, and she came home, she goes, I started listening to that there Sonic Flood. Anyone who was born in the 90s probably know who Sonic Flood was. They're this Christian band. And I was like, oh, here, she started listening to Christian music. This is exciting. And so we kept praying. And then we would keep telling her about Jesus, just random wee conversations. And there was one day she came into school, she goes, I've something to tell you. And I said, what do you have to tell us? And she goes, well, you might think that this is a bit silly, because she might have thought I was already one, but I became a Christian last night. It's like, no way, that's amazing. I was so excited. So see, even if you're in primary school or secondary school, God can use you to tell other people about him. Maybe stuff that you've learned in Sunday school, maybe stuff you've been reading in the Bible. You can share that with your friends, with your family, and God will use it to bring other people to him. And you know what? There is no better gift, no better news that you can tell other people than about the beautiful gift that the two people on the screen were talking about. That God loved you so much that he sent his son Jesus to die on a cross and to take the punishment for our sins so that we could be forgiven. And he rose again so that we could have a living relationship with God, so that God could be our friend, my friend, your friend. So let's share this good news with others. Let's give them the opportunity to respond to Jesus, to respond to God.